Yemen's former president has threatened to boycott peace talks with Ansarullah's representatives if the United Nations pushes for an all-inclusive unity government. Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi has stressed Ansarullah forces have no place in the future of Yemen. He added, if the UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Ismail Uld Sheikh Ahmed, insists on allowing the Ansarullah into the government, his representatives will not attend upcoming peace talks. This comes as the Ansarullah movement is in control of significant parts of Yemen. More than 2 months of UN-brokered negotiations have failed to end the conflict in Yemen. The UN mediator has promised a roadmap for the formation of a unity government and the disarmament of militants. Warring sides have apparently welcomed the idea, but are yet to agree on its prerequisites in the next round of talks in Kuwait. Director of Human Rights for Yemen, Kim Sharif, accuses Saudi Arabia of creating every possible obstacle to cause Yemen peace talks to fail.
And of course, after all that we have gone through, we have seen that the Saudis, through their proxy, namely representatives of Mr. Hadi, have been creating every possible obstacle to cause the dialogue to fail. However, the team of the Yemeni representatives of Ansarullah and the other coalition parties have shown themselves to be very patient and persevering and willing to resolve the conflict. Unfortunately, that didn't come to fruition simply because the Saudis don't want this matter to be resolved amicably, peacefully. Mr. Hadi, we have to remember that Mr. Hadi does not have any legitimacy. His caretaking presidency had ended in February 2014. He also resigned, and when he was invited to come to continue looking after the country until a new president was elected, he refused.